listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear great ideas, insight, and inspiration to level up your leadership ability.
Hey, everybody, it's John Barrett. Thank you for listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. We're going to help level you up so you don't level out in your influence and your impact. I am committed to helping you grow as a leader. It's what I'm passionate about. And thank you so much for listening to this. Today, I want to talk about a topic that could literally revolutionize your whole capacity, your ability to have more margin in your life, and maybe even more important than that, even though that is super important, is that you are going to develop a team around you that is going to be incredible. High performers that are able to take on more, do more, and your success is going to rise. Their success is going to rise. Your organization's mission is going to accomplish everything that it needs to be because you are great at this. What we're going to talk about today is mastering the art of training others. How to master the art of training others. Your job as a leader, listen to me, this is very important. Your number one job as a leader is to develop other leaders. I want you to listen to that real, real carefully, right? Your number one job as a leader is to develop other leaders. It's to replace yourself. It is to work yourself out of a job. Now, I know that sounds so counterintuitive. You think, wait a minute, John, if I work myself out of a job, I don't have a job. If I develop other leaders and people that are really, really great, what am I going to be valuable for? Let me just tell you this right here. Do you know who the most valuable leaders are? The most valuable leaders to any organization is the ones who develop other leaders. That is invaluable. The people that get paid the most money are not the ones that are just great in the trenches at doing tasks. They're the ones that can help develop others to do it. There will never be a shortage for leaders in this world, ever. You will never, ever, ever cap out your ability to grow financially, to grow in your influence, and to grow in more opportunity if you develop the art of training others. Because the more that you can develop other leaders, the more valuable you become because you're a multiplier. You're phenomenal. You don't just add to the mission of the organization. You don't just get things done. You multiply because leadership is multiplication. Leadership is multiplication. Managing is addition. Managing is just simply managing what is there, making sure everybody does their job, making sure everything happens and all that. You're just kind of a boss. You're a manager. It's not, you know, anything that's forward moving. Leadership is very different. You're leading people somewhere. You're taking them to somewhere greater. You're not just managing what exists. You're leading to a better future, a better outcome. Leadership is all about developing others. It's all about replacing yourself and being able to become so valuable because you're so good at raising others up. And the more you raise others up to do, the more opportunity you have to go either develop other leaders or the more opportunity you have to devote to the things that matter most in your level and what you're doing. So listen, leadership is not about doing it all yourself. That is a fact. Leadership is about developing others to rise and to lead alongside of you. It's about recognizing the potential and the talent and helping them with giving them tools, time, training, trust, growth, all the things. But listen, you can't train others effectively if you don't learn to master the art of training others. That's a fact. Nobody just wakes up understanding how to develop other people. In fact, a lot of leaders are not really naturally good at this. They're really good at what they do. They're really good at it being efficient in their work and their industry, but they've never really understood how to lead and develop and train others. And as a result, because they're so successful, they get put in these positions where they struggle and they have a hard time training others. You're so good at it that you're like, I don't even know how to do it. So listen, being able to develop other leaders and truly be a great leader, it is not something you're just born with. It is something that you've got to develop. Nobody just, you know, comes out of the womb with this. Nobody just gets handed a leadership position and all of a sudden, you know how to train and develop others amazingly. No, of course not. In fact, I find this so interesting that in so many organizations, they promote people and they give them a leadership title, but they don't give them any training on how to be an effective leader, how to delegate, how to hold people accountable, how to train others, how to master the art of that. And it's so interesting to me. In fact, I guess it's job security for me because, you know, they eventually have to call me in and say, John, we need a leadership coach. this person's really struggling. I mean, they're really great at what they do. They're a hard worker. They're you know, phenomenal and proficient in their skill, but they're trying to lead a team and they're really struggling now. And we're having some issues. They're starting to rise to the surface. Can you help us? And I come in and I certainly help. But you know what I wish would have happened is that they would have went upstream about a year ago or 6 months ago. And before they elevated this person, gave that person some leadership training, gave them some opportunity on how to understand how to be a great leader. So by the time they stepped into the position, they were able to do it. I remember years ago, I went and I did this leadership training during the day. My daughters were real little at the time. And my oldest daughter, who was really little at the time, we were sitting down having dinner and we were talking about what we did for the day. And she said, "Daddy, what did you do today?" And I said, "Well, I went to a group of leaders and I taught them about leadership." And she started laughing and she just looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, "What's so funny, honey?" And she looked at me, she said, "Daddy, they're already leaders. Why did you go teach them how to do leadership? They're already leaders," you know? And she just thought that was so funny. And I remember, you know, we kind of laughed about it, but I thought, boy, that's so true, isn't it? We think so many times that you know, once you become a leader, you just got it all figured out, right? You've arrived. You know how to do all this. Well, of course you don't. Just because you got a leadership role or position does not mean that all of a sudden you magically woke up with all these leadership skills on how to work with other people, how to give feedback, how to train, how to develop, how to delegate, how to let go, and all those kind of things. No, no, no. This is something you got to be trained in. So what I want to help you today is master the art of this, because if you can get really good at knowing how to train others and how to do this, you are going to become invaluable. You are not only going to level up your leadership and your capacity and be able to have more margin in your life, but you are going to raise up an effective team around you. So let me ask you a straight up question right here. What are you doing to develop yourself as a developer of others? Now think about that. What are you doing to develop yourself to be a developer of others? If you're going to master the art of training others, here's what you got to understand. Number one is train yourself first. You will never be a great developer of others unless you train yourself and develop yourself to do that. If you don't have a growth plan, if you're not spending time learning on how to develop others, how in the world do you ever think you're going to be great at developing others? It doesn't even make sense. So the first step that you've got to understand that if you're going to be great and become at mastery level of developing and training others, you have to develop yourself first. You've got to understand that just like others need to be developed, you have got to be developed as a developer of others. It's like train the trainer, coach the coach. You got to make sure that you at the top, that you're getting everything you need so that you can turn around and pour that into others. If you're not getting coached, if you're not growing, if you're not developing yourself, how in the world can you expect others to be developing? You can't. It doesn't even make sense. You can't give what you don't have. You cannot develop other people if you don't spend time developing yourself. And the more, here's the good news, the more you develop yourself, the more you're going to be able to develop others at a higher level. Because training has to start with you first. You can't pour from an empty cup. Listen, one of the best leadership habits that you can form is practicing self-development. What are you doing? In fact, if you and I were sitting down with coffee and I was coaching you and just helping you out as a leader and all that, one of the very first things I would look at you and ask is this: what is your growth plan? Now, many of you would hear that and you'd think, what do you mean? Like a plan to grow my organization, a plan to grow my team, a plan, a strategic plan and to move forward into the future? No, no, no. I would say, no, what is your growth plan for you as a leader? What are you doing to develop yourself and grow yourself as a leader? Tell me what it is right now. Now, I would ask you that. Most leaders, in fact, I do this all the time. Most leaders don't have a really good answer. They just kind of hem-haw around it. They kind of give me a big old long essay of like, well, I'm just, you know, I just make sure that I observe and I make sure that I try to listen to other people and, you know, I kind of watch what's happening in the industry and keep an eye on it. And I'm going, okay, you don't have a growth plan. You're giving me a whole lot of things that you do organically. I got that, but you don't have a growth plan. All right? It'd be like me sitting down with someone and saying, "Hey, do you want to be really healthy?" And them say, "Yeah, I want to be phenomenal and be the best health I can be." And I say, "Okay, well, what's your plan to be healthy? What's your workout plan?" And they looked at me and they said, "Well, I make sure I eat every day, and you know, I kind of walk to my car every now and then. I make sure that I park a little bit further away so I can get a little more walking time. And, you know, all these kind of basic answers. And you would look at them and say, well, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, what do you do intentionally every day to make sure that you are not just sustaining yourself, but you are growing to your maximum potential? You need a growth plan. You would need to go to the gym, get a workout regimen, and, you know, make sure that you're doing all the right things. Your mental growth and your leadership growth is all operates from the same principles. It all operates from the same place. What is your growth plan? Just like your body needs a growth plan to be at optimal performance and optimal health, you need a growth plan for your leadership. So what are you doing? What books are you reading? What podcasts are you listening to? Now, congrats, you're listening to this, so I'm very proud of you. But if I sat down with you and said, what's your growth plan? You should be able to have an answer in about, you know, 5 seconds and tell me exactly what you're doing. Oh, I read 2 books a month. I'm part of this mentor group here that I attend once a month. And I make sure that I go and I watch several videos throughout the week on leadership nuggets that kind of come my way through these authors or these speakers. Now, I'm just giving you something off the top of my head. Now, here's the good news. If you want a growth plan, I did a whole podcast on this. Episode 2 is my second thing that I ever did on this, you know, 60-some episodes ago. Episode 2 is all about how to develop a leadership growth plan. I literally lay out my system. I lay out a system that anybody can kind of take and work through. And it's principle-driven. It's not, you know, just specific to me, even though I give you mine. I use it as just an example, but I actually walk you through all the necessary ingredients to have a growth plan. So go back and listen to episode 2. It is vital for you, because if you're going to be great at developing others, if you're going to be great at leadership, you've got to train yourself first. You got to develop yourself. So you got to have a growth plan. You got to make sure that you are getting tools to invest in yourself. So you have got to make sure you've got a growth plan. If you and I were to sit down, the goal is, walking away from this, here's what I want you to work on, is your growth plan. Because if you and I were sitting down and I said, what's your growth plan? I want you to be able to have an answer in 10 seconds. You're able to tell me exactly what you do intentionally to grow yourself as a leader, as a developer of others. Okay? So number one is train yourself first. If you're going to master the art at training others, start with you. Train yourself first. Second thing, and most important thing, is this: understand people's learning styles. If you are going to be great at developing others, you have to understand how others learn. And not everybody learns the same. It's a difference between chess and checkers. You've heard me talk about this. In checkers, every piece moves the same. You just treat everybody the exact same. But that's not leadership. That's not real life. In leadership and in life, it's more like chess. Every piece is different. They're wired differently. They have different skills, strengths, weaknesses. Some people are able to make really big jumps. Some people, they need to go one step at a time in a process. In that, everybody's different. And a great leader is a great chess player. They understand how to lead people differently and how to leverage all the different strengths and uniquenesses about each person. They don't just play checkers and treat everybody the same and say, well, this is how I teach, this is how I train, this is how I develop, figure it out, right? And when you do that, you limit yourself and you limit other people's potential, because not everybody learns the same. So you have to lean into people's styles. This is where psychometric assessments are huge. Things like DISC and Enneagram and all of that. One of my favorite is MPO, Managing Performance and Organizations. As in management, PO. It is my favorite tool. I've used DISC most of my life, 25 almost years that I've been using DISC. I love it. It was used to be my probably all-time favorite. I still love it. But MPO is a new tool that I picked up about 4 years ago, 5 years ago or so. And it is phenomenal. If you're interested in hearing more about it, reach out to me. It is the best tool that I've ever seen out there, from hire to retire. I mean, literally, how do you get the right people in the recruiting process? How do you hire them? It has unbelievable tools to help you get the right fit. And then we call it hire to retire. It also has leadership components in it, how to lead people, it's unbelievable. It literally is the best tool that I've ever seen. And I don't say that lightly. So if you're interested, reach out to me. But what I want you to take away is this: you need to have some sort of a tool that you assess people's learning styles, that you lean into how they're wired. Some people, they want detailed kind of plans. How do you train them? You get very detailed. You use numbers. Like, here's 3 things that we're going to work on today sequentially. Number one, let's do this. And here's the date we're going to get done. They're very analytical. They're very process oriented. And so they need that numbers are life to them, right? Like they thrive off numbers, and they thrive off of dates and organization and analytics and having a clear framework. Some people learn that way. And so you've got to lean into that. You may be wired that way and think, oh, good, these people are kind of like me. This will be easier. But then you may be the opposite. You may not be a detail-oriented person, but you're trying to train somebody that is. You got to lean into their style a little bit. You've got to understand who they are so that you can help them develop. If you don't do that, if you just say, well, deal with it, this is who I am, you're playing checkers. You're not playing chess. And you are playing a kid's game. You're not playing a success game that is much, much greater. So you have to understand. Now, vice versa, some people are the other way. The more detailed you get and the more rigid it becomes, and you don't give them freedom to kind of jump into the deep end and learn and get their hands, you know, kind of dirty and their feet wet, so to speak, and kind of jump into it, that's what they need. They need to learn that way. But you're just holding back and you're just giving them training after training, PowerPoint after PowerPoint, analytics after analytics, and they're drowning in the details when really they just need to get their hands on it. That's how they learn. That's like me. I'm more of that kind of a learner. I'm a, you know what, just give me a little bit of instruction and let me go. I want to take the thing apart. I want to put it back together. I want to figure it out because that's how I learn best. So yeah, I got to understand that. And so for me as a trainer of others, I got to be real careful because sometimes I assume everybody else is like that. And I just try to give them, you know, general instruction and say, go for it. And some people are freaking out because they're like, John, I am not ready for that. I need details. I need specifics and all that. Right. So I've got to learn to adjust, but then vice versa as well. We've got to understand that if you're a real detailed person and very analytical, but you're leading someone and you're training someone that's a little bit more hands-on and just, you know, kind of wants to get involved and be a part of it because of their personality, then you've got to lean into that and figure out ways to do it. So you've got to ask yourself, am I paying attention to the learning styles of the people that I'm leading? Do I have tools in place to help me understand them? Have I done assessments on them? Have I leaned in? Have I observed what works really well in the past? The more detailed I am, it seems to be that the more they kind of get empowered and the easier it is for them. Or you know what? The more I kind of just let them dig into it, I find that they're a lot more energized and able to learn from it. So lean into that. If you're going to delegate and train others, you have to know their style. Listen, I get books all the time. And part of my growth plan, I read 5 books a month, but that's, again, go back and listen to episode 2 where I talk about all this. But my growth plan, one of the things that I bring into my growth plan is I read books about education all the time. I go to the education, the teacher section, actually, like typically academic education, and I go in and I read those books. Now, I'm not a teacher in terms of academics. I guess I am a teacher in terms of leadership, but the reason I read these books is because I want to lean in to what they're teaching and hear from these great authors and people that have done so much research on learning styles. So part of my growth plan is literally learning how people learn. Now, I'm not saying you have to go to that depth, although I would highly recommend that if you are in a position where you're developing others and that is a huge responsibility, which it should be anyway, but it's even more so at your organization, and you want to leave a legacy and you need to develop those around you, then I would highly recommend to pick up some books about education and learning styles and how teachers in the classroom are doing this, because I've come away with so many incredible insights where I've learned people's different styles, different education techniques that I've actually incorporated in the leadership. In fact, a lot of the things that I teach in leadership are a result. They're kind of a mix-up of all the mashup of all the things that I've learned and all the things that I'm learning from so many different sources, different industries, and I'm kind of the combinatorial effect. I'm kind of mashing them all together and connecting all the dots into what I do. So it would be really helpful for you to go do some research. Listen to some teachers. Get on a podcast or that, or you know, some learning styles and how do you lean into that. Again, that's part of that training yourself so that you can be good. So if you want to be really, really good at developing others, you have to have tools and you have to understand different people's learning styles. Now, in theory, let's just say you're leading 5 people on your team. Maybe you're leading 50. Maybe you're leading 1, you know, whatever. But let's just say you have 5 people on your team, at least the 5 closest people. Here's what, if I were to sit down with you, again, we're having coffee, have a little coaching conversation. And I said, hey, leader, tell me the exact learning style of each of those 5 people that you're developing right now. What are they? Would you be able to have an answer? Now, again, most leaders would look at me and go, oh gosh, well, I get, you know, so-and-so, they're a little bit more hands-on. And I mean, again, you'd probably give me, as you thought about it, some answers, but you wouldn't know exactly what they are. You'd have to think about some. And more importantly, you don't really have a tool to assess that. Now, if you were to ask me in leadership and the people that I'm developing, especially in the past when I was more in the trenches with leadership, is you said, what are they? If I was using DISC, I would have said, oh, they're a high D personality. This is how I go about working with them. Oh, they're a high S. So high S is, this is how I approach them with leadership. Or, hey, they're a high C. This is what I do. Or an MPO, a lot of times we'll use that. Oh, this is a pioneer. This is how I deal with them. So again, all these great assessments, this is what I love about them, is they give you a framework. They actually give you a starting point to really clearly identify and encode what it is that you're working with so you can lean into it. You need to know that about your people. If you don't have that, I'm telling you, reach out to me. I'll point you in the right direction. I'll help you get started, whether it's with DISC, MPO, whatever it may be. You just come to me and shoot me a message, shoot me an email. I'm not untouchable, guys, okay? I mean, I'm, you know, maybe one day I'll be untouchable, right? Hopefully not, actually. But, you know, I'm not untouchable. I'm a human just like you. Reach out to me. Just shoot me an email and ask me a question about learning styles and some of these assessments. And if you want to hear about some more, or maybe you want to get some DISC assessments or MPO assessments, reach out to me and I'll get you pointed in the right direction. We'll get you set up so that we can do it, because I'm passionate about helping you understand all the different learning styles. Okay. So reach out. Great leaders, they pay attention. They know their people, how they learn best. So listen, adapt to their style. You've got to make sure that you flex to make sure what works with them. Now, the third thing I want you to think about. So number one was to train yourself first. Number two, understand people's learning styles if you're going to master the art of training others. Number three is this, get feedback. If you're going to be great at training others, you have to get feedback on how you're doing. Now, I know this sounds so simple, but listen, just simply asking the person that you're training, hey, how am I doing training you? What do you need more from me? What do you need less from me? I call it the more and less questions, the two bookend questions. What do you need more from me? What do you need less from me? Just ask the trainee what they need from you. Don't ever assume. Too many times we assume that we're doing great. We think, oh, I think I'm doing really good at training them, and they seem to be moving along quite well. Well, great. I mean, who's rating you? Yourself? I mean, yeah, you're going to give yourself a 10 out of 10 probably, or you're going to underestimate yourself, and you're going to think, I think I'm doing terrible. I think I'm a 2 out of 10. I'm not giving them what they need. But how do you know unless you get feedback? Listen, you cannot be your best without feedback. Feedback is essential to reach your potential. If you're going to master the art of training others, you got to have a feedback mechanism that helps you understand, because you may be overestimating yourself, thinking you're doing really, really great, when in reality, they're not getting what they need. Or you may underestimate yourself and think, I'm not giving them everything. I know I could give more. But then you talk with them and they think, this is phenomenal what you're doing. It's so helpful. So you've got to just simply, here's how it works. It's so simple. It's so simple. You just sit down with them and say, hey, so-and-so, give me some feedback. How is the training going? What do you need more from me? What do you need less from me? How is it working? Help me understand where I can adjust, where can I can give you more, or where are some areas that I can give you a little bit less and give you more opportunity to grow. I mean, just have that open conversation. And if you've got a good relationship with them, you're going to get some unbelievably valuable feedback that's going to help you adjust. It may just confirm what you already know, but at least now you can kind of check that off and say, great, we're exactly where I thought. I assessed it right. Or you're going to, and more often than not, you're going to find that, oh, okay, gosh, I overestimated, or I underestimated this. Wow, this is really helpful. So sit down and just get feedback on how you're doing as a trainer. You've got to make sure that you do that. I'm telling you, it is so simple, but it's one of the most powerful things that you can do as a leader. And you need to do this all the time, even just with your everyday feedback that you're giving. I tell leaders all the time and I teach them, you got to get feedback on how you're giving feedback, right? The whole point of being a leader is to give feedback to help people grow, supportive feedback to help them improve their performance. But how do you know if you're giving really good feedback unless you get feedback on how you're giving feedback? If you don't do that, then you're never going to get to where you need to be. So you need to go around and listen. This isn't a one-time conversation. This isn't just once saying, hey, how am I doing as a leader or whatever. And don't make it vague. Be very specific. Hey, on the tactical kickoffs that we're having for our meetings and that on Monday mornings at our staff meeting, hey, I want you to give me feedback. What's working? What can I do a little bit better? Where could I improve as a leader? What do you need from me? Hey, when we sit down for our training sessions once a week for an hour and we're going through all the things that we need to get done for the project, hey, what would be more helpful? Tell me how that's going. Where can we can lean in a little bit more? Where do we need to adjust or maybe move on from? So just sit down. And I'm telling you, probably every few weeks to every month or month and a half, you need to be sitting down and getting feedback on how you're doing giving feedback. You need to get feedback on how you're doing training. The more you can do that, the more you can calibrate and you can stay in the zone of training rather than drift off into assumptions. And too many leaders have drifted off. And a lot of people, they just don't know how to give you feedback. But if you'll just make a safe environment where you can actually say, I want it, don't wait for them to come and give it to you. I mean, gosh, I see so many leaders that they're just waiting for the person that they're training or delegating to or developing. They're waiting for them just to come and give feedback. And they think, well, I guess no feedback is good. Well, no, your team may be intimidated. They may be a little bit like, you know, feel vulnerable to give you that feedback. So you have to create a safe space and you have to go and solicit that. You've got to pursue it. And you've got to sit down and say, listen, it would be so helpful. I'm telling you, just be honest with me, be open with me. So make it easy for them to respond to you and give you feedback. Don't make it hard. Don't wait for them, number one. Number two is don't ask vague questions. How am I doing in training you? Right? That's way too vague. Again, that's why I like the bookend questions, the more and less questions. What do you need more from me? What do you need less of me right now? Right? Get specific. Hey, when we sit down for our weekly check-ins, where could we adjust that? What are some things over the next few weeks that we could lean into that would be more helpful in our training and our development? Hey, where do you need more of my time to sit down with you and help develop and kind of get all these thoughts into you? Hey, where do we need to go from here? Get them to be part of the process. Never rate yourself. Never assume. Never kind of sit down and just kind of score yourself in a vacuum. Get feedback on how you're doing. Listen, I'm telling you, the more you do this, okay, the more you work on training yourself, the more you work on leaning into people's style, and the more you just simply get feedback on how you're doing as a trainer with a person that you're training, you are going to master this. Are there other things you could do? Sure, we don't probably have time to do it, but I'm telling you, those three things right there, they're simple, but simple is not always easy. If you will have a growth plan and make sure that you're developing yourself so that you're a great developer of others, if you have tools and systems and assessments to help you understand different people's learning styles and lean and adjust and adapt to those and leverage those, and then you simply get a consistent feedback on how you're doing with training. You do those three things. I am telling you, you are going to take your leadership to the next level. And just like I started off saying, those that can develop others and develop other leaders are invaluable. You will never have a shortage of opportunities. You will never ever have, you know, job risk. You will always have job security because you are invaluable that you can come in and you can train others. And that is the job of a leader, is to develop other leaders, to work yourself out of a job, to be so invaluable because you're great at pulling out the potential in others. The only way that you do that is if you master the art of being a great trainer. So do what you need to do to work on this. Do what you need to do. Listen, I'm going to leave you with a few challenges. I know I said it, but just I don't want you to forget. Get a growth plan. If you and I were to sit down, I said, what's your growth plan? You need to have an answer. Reach out to me. Talk to me about that. If you got questions, go back to episode 2, and that's a whole podcast on how to do that. Get assessments. Reach out to me if it's MPO, DISC, whatever it is. Reach out to me. Let me know. I can point you in the right direction to get those assessments for you and your team. And the third thing is just schedule right now. Schedule meetings where you're going to check in with those that you're leading and developing and just have a feedback session on getting feedback on how your feedback and training is going. Schedule it now. You do those three things. Take action on those three things. I'm telling you, You are going to level up, my friend. You're going to do so many great things. You guys are awesome. Go to johnbarrettleadership.com. Check out all the resources that I've got. If I can do anything to help you and your organization, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm not untouchable, as I said. Reach out, and we'll help level you up, my friends.
Thanks for listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. To get more of John's resources, visit www.johnbarrettleadership.com.